Hello and welcome in to the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler. Happy New Year, everybody, and this is episode number 68. It does seem a bit strange to be saying Happy New Year at this point, but we're well into January, but I hope everybody is keeping well, and I hope that you have had a good and relaxing Christmas, and all the very best for 2023. We're certainly looking forward to it here at Sight and Sound Technology. It's going to be a busy one. Now, coming up on the show today, I'll be speaking with Fraser Fleming and Graham Gunning, who are the founders of a charity in Scotland called Triple Tap Tech. Thoroughly enjoyed a conversation I had with those guys a few moments ago. We're going to bring it to you in just a second. Before we go to Fraser and Graham, podcast at sightandsound.co.uk is the email address. If you'd like to get in touch with us, we always love to hear from you with your feedback. And speaking of feedback, we did get some feedback over the last, I guess since this podcast started, there'd be the occasional email in from people saying, is it possible that we can get a transcript, a text transcript of the programme? And this is particularly useful for people who are deafblind or who have hard of hearing and who find it difficult to listen to the show. But it's equally useful, I think, for people who just want to skim through our show or want to find a piece of information very quickly and don't have time to listen to the show. So I'm delighted to say that as of this episode, start of a new year, we are launching our text transcripts. And text transcripts will be available at the same time as the audio for this show is published. So you'll find them with the podcast. If you have difficulty accessing the text transcripts, then please do get in touch with us, podcast at sightandsound.co.uk, or contact the office on 01604 798070, and we'll be able to help you get them. And we'd love to get feedback on the text transcripts. If you think these are useful, please let us know. We do intend to try them out for the next couple of months, but they will be available as and from this episode. You will be able to read the text transcripts for each of our podcasts. Hear about charities offering support and services for free, it's something that always pricks up my ears. A really innovative group in Scotland are doing just that. They provide tech support, they provide drop-in chats over Zoom, and they're building a vibrant community that I have to say I knew virtually nothing about until just before Christmas. I'm delighted to have Fraser Fleming and Graham Gunning, who are the founders of Triple Tap Tech, with us today. Fraser and Graham, welcome, guys.
Thank you very much for having us on board.
Thank you. Great to have you. Listen, Triple Tap Tech, it's a kind of a hard one to say if you've had a couple of drinks. Did you guys come up with this after a couple of drinks, or how did you get the name Triple Tap Tech, Fraser?
It's the only name that we could think of at the time we set up the charity. But yeah, what it is Triple Tap Tech's a unique gesture that's pretty common across all assistive and accessible software. So for instance, on the iPhone, if you triple tap the home button or the power key, that'll bring up the accessibility menu. If you're using an Android device and you triple tap the screen with one finger, that'll bring up magnifications. And there's similar gestures on both Windows and Mac computers as well. So it's a sort of a unique accessibility gesture that we thought was pretty clever to sort of call the charity after.
It's a kind of a funny one, isn't it? Because, you know, the triple tap, I remember telling someone before about the screen curtain on the iPhone, triple tap with three fingers. Yeah. And there's what they call a quadruple tap with three fingers to copy something to the clipboard. It's kind of tricky to communicate those gestures a bit sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a whole range of sort of gestures, especially when you're using an iPad or sort of Android device. You've got 3, 4, 5 finger gestures.
All right. Well, anyway, it's a great name, so we're not going to forget that. Graham, can you tell us, how did it come about? I mean, did you guys meet and feel the need to do something, or how did it all come about for you?
So the way it came about was the fact that myself and Fraser, we were both working at a charity beforehand. We'd met, we both were volunteering. We continued on and we managed to get a couple of jobs out of it. And then eventually their funding came to an end. So we thought that instead of, we knew what we were doing, we knew there was a market for it. So we can do it ourselves and see what happens. So that was 4 years ago. So it's kind of came from strength to strength since 2018 when we opened up Triple Tap Tech. So it has been a whirlwind since then.
So, I mean, outside of the services, and we'll talk all about what you do in a sec, there's a lot to setting up an organisation and running a... You guys are a charity, are you?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a huge amount of governance and oversight to running a charity. How are you... Was that a huge decision to take that on, Fraser?
Yes, it was sort of a big responsibility to take on, especially at the start when both me and Graham, this was something that was all new to us. So we weren't entirely sure what we were doing, how we were meant to do stuff. But luckily, we managed to get a good team on board who helped us get through the process of starting up from Scottish Enterprise. And getting their advice, we were able to go through all the sort of requirements and legal duties that is involved for running a charity.
Okay. And clearly, the hard work has paid off because you're doing stuff all over Scotland. Can we talk a bit about some of the stuff you are doing and, you know, what sort of services people can expect from Triple Tap Tech? Graham, do you want to start us off, and feel free, guys, to kind of jump in if you want to add things.
Sure. So Triple Tap Tech, we provide help, support, advice and training on all technology from a visually impaired. We have like our over the phone service where you can phone any questions you have or any advice you're needing. We can do that over the phone or through a Zoom call. We also have our office, which we're located in Bath Street and the Renfrew St. Stephen's Church, diagonally across from the King's Theatre in Glasgow. So people can come in and book in, and then they'll come in and we can take it from there, whether they're needing, they've got a new piece of equipment or they've got an old piece of equipment and they're just wanting some advice on accessibility features. And we also do our home visit where people, we go out to their homes and we set up technology that they want to set up as well, and training as well.
So a lot of the stuff, when I was looking at your website, Fraser, a lot of stuff was free. You know, people who are looking at this, if you're visually impaired, if you need help, drop it, you know, contact us, come on to Zoom, all this stuff you're offering for free. Which is a huge range of services, and I think would be very useful for lots of people who are maybe starting off with technology. What services are free and what are paid for?
So we've got three sort of main services that we offer, sort of Graham alluded to earlier on. So our free services are the ones that we can do over the phone or through a digital platform such as Zoom, Microsoft Teams, etc. Our office visits are also free too, so people they can come into the office and get one-to-one training. They can get to test out devices. If we haven't got a device in the office, we can get contact with the manufacturers and often get a demo unit for them to try out. So that's all free. The only service that we charge for is our home visit service. And the charge for that is variant dependent on where the person's located. And it's just to cover basic costs such as travelling and expenses for it. I don't like having to charge for the home visit service, but unfortunately it's the only way that we can actually afford to fund and keep the service running.
Yeah, keep the service running. And presumably you guys have to live as well, you know.
Both myself and Graham, we do Triple Tap Tech voluntary, so we don't take any personal income from the charity.
Wow.
So that means that everything that comes into Triple Tap Tech, be it donations, be it funding grants, etc., goes towards the running and to the end use of the charity.
So you're obviously, people are dropping in, you're coming on the Zoom. One of the things I looked on your website last night was that there was, I think you have a Zoom session where there's not so much of a focus on anything. You're kind of saying just drop in and chat. You're almost offering this peer support piece as well, Graham. Has that been popular?
So community is a very big part of what we do with Triple Tap Tech, and trying to make sort of connections within the visual impaired community, especially throughout Scotland. Considering sort of what we've been through in the past 2 to 3 years with lockdown and COVID-19 situations, we've seen that quite a lot of people with visual impairments were being isolated and maybe having anxiety about coming out of the house and meeting sort of strange people, new people that they obviously haven't sort of met before. So that's the reason why we set up a couple of social groups. We do sort of two main social groups. We do the Triple Tap Chat, which is online. So anyone from all across Scotland can join in, and even other parts of the UK if they wish to. And we also do what we call the Cake, Coffee and Chat, which is a physical meeting that takes place last Friday of every month in our office. So again, members of the visual impaired community, if they wish, they can travel into the office. If they're from a local area, they can come in. And again, building up connections, nothing to do with technology. We're there to offer support if they're needing advice with technology. But both myself and Graham, we're registered blind ourselves, so we know exactly what it's like dealing with visual impairments. So people can come in and just get to know us, get to know other people, and build up a connection.
You're making me, I want to come to the, I mean, I'd love the chat, but the cake and coffee sounds good. Do you guys provide the cake and coffee too?
To be fair, it's the only reason that I turn up is for the coffee.
Okay. What are the things that you guys are asked most about in it from a support and training perspective? What are the pieces of tech that people are wanting most help with?
So nowadays, I'd say it's the main area that comes in would be your tablets and smartphones. So 9 times out of 10, it's always people want to find out how their iPhone or an Android phone or Android tablet and iPad can be used from a visually impaired viewpoint. So that's where a lot of our work comes in. What a lot of people don't realise is that there's also devices that are specifically designed for people with visual impairment, especially with smartphones, that might actually work out better than using an iPhone or an Android phone. So these phones can be something as simple as the Emporia Talk Active, which is available from the NIB's online store. And that's just a very simple phone that does calls and text messages, but it's also got a screen reader built in. So again, what we try to do is offer and customise our advice so that the person gets the right product or the right device for themselves, rather than wasting, could be maybe hundreds, sometimes thousands of pounds on getting a device that is just not suitable.
What are the assistive technology industry, and I suppose I ask this being part of the assistive technology industry, what are the industry saying to you? Are they helping you? Are they helping you guys with some kit? Are they making it easy for you, I suppose, too? Because you know, you're a shop window for these products.
Yeah. So we work quite close with sort of other organisations and sort of charities and that as well. So quite often we'll get sort of referrals coming through from some of the bigger charities dealing with specific subjects where they've maybe not got the expertise that sort of myself and Graham, the Triple Tap Tech team have. That's a tongue twister. But so they'll get in contact with us for sort of specific situations where we can go out. And again, we get a lot of support from the assistive technology and sort of bigger organisations too.
Okay. One of the things I'm kind of, you know, as we're chatting here and I'm thinking of all the stuff that you're offering to people, it's incredible service. I don't know of anywhere else that offers something like this. But I'm wondering, is there a time, Fraser or Graham, and either of you can answer this, where maybe there's people who are availing of your service? They clearly, you guys you're very nice, affable guys. I can sense already you would make people feel very much at ease. Is there a danger, do you ever think, that people become too reliant on your service and take up too much of your time so that you can't get to other new people because there's only two of you? And how do you wean people off that?
Cool. So that's a very good question. We say to people, as one of the things since the startup of Triple Tap Tech, we've always said that we offer continuous support when it comes to technology. Because obviously devices are evolving all the time, and even the software on specific devices are constantly being updated or being modified to some degree. So there's always going to be questions if maybe the accessibility setting has been knocked out of place on a specific device with a new update. So there's always going to be sort of questions that are coming through with them. So we try and always make sure people know that we're there to help them. What we're doing moving forward, because obviously as years are going on, the people we support, and that's getting larger and larger, is we're actually in the process of introducing volunteers into our service. And we've got about up to 15 volunteers based across Scotland. that help fill in for roles in Triple Tap Tech. So that can be something like training people in the office under sort of supervision, or it can be doing sort of what I always call the boring side of Triple Tap Tech. So that's like admin stuff and sort of calling people up to arrange appointments and stuff. So we're in the middle of building up our service so that we're able to accommodate more folk.
Did it's probably a bit of an obvious question, but did COVID change the direction of your service? I mean, when you guys set up, presumably pre-COVID, you probably had plans to be out and about a bit more. Do you think it has changed your service for the better?
So COVID did have an impact on Triple Tap Tech and the way that we sort of provided our service. So Triple Tap Tech has always been primarily a face-to-face service where we're physically showing people how to do X, Y, or Z on certain devices. So when the lockdown came about, we had to drastically think about if it was, first of all, if it was even possible to take Triple Tap Tech forward during that situation. And if we were to take Triple Tap Tech forward for that situation, how would we go about that to meet a set criteria? So the criteria we set ourselves in order to continue would be, first of all, any training or nutrition we have to do has to be accessible to somebody with no vision. And the second criteria we set ourselves was that somebody that's not got any knowledge of technology has to be able to access our service in some way in order to get sort of the correct training and the correct support. So what we'd done was during lockdown, we started doing development of the website. And I'm very proud to say that before lockdown, I didn't know anything about website development and all that. But I sort of got my head down and created the Triple Tap Tech website from scratch and made sure that it was fully accessible using screen reader and different softwares, different devices. And we slowly but surely built that up into a great resource that's available to anyone throughout the whole world, basically, who can come on and access the guides that we have published on it or the product reviews of that we've done on the website. And it's also a way that people can find out different forms of or different ways in which to contact us. So that was one of the responses that we've done to COVID. The second response that we've done to COVID was transferring our service from a face-to-face to a remote service or a digital service. So that included having to find different ways to communicate digitally with people and developing our own training techniques and trying to learn new techniques and how to successfully train people over the phone, especially when it comes to describing what devices do what and how to navigate through the device without actually physically having to be there and showing them on their own device. Mm. So that was sort of the two ways that we developed around that. The third thing that we also introduced was our remote clubs and groups. So again, there we set up gardening chats, we set up the Triple Tap chat, we set up accessible tech talks all through the COVID period in order to keep people updated and trying to interact with the community that we're supporting.
The website's fantastic, by the way. I've been listening to your podcasts, and you know, it's funny, you're just mentioning that you learned to do a website during COVID to develop. You know, it's interesting, people learn to bake bread and musical instruments. You're the first person I've heard who said to learn to do a website, so it's fantastic.
Graham here also wearing Braille over the lockdown as well.
Well done, Graham. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Guys, if people are interested in finding out about Triple Tap Tech, I suspect after this, by the way, there'll be a lot of people interested in wanting to find out more about you guys and the services you offer. And I highly recommend, by the way, people check out the website. Do you want to give the contact details, Fraser?
Sure. So the best way to contact us is actually through our website. So going to tripletaptech.org. So it's tripletaptech.org. And that contains all the different ways that you can contact us on there. You can also give us a phone call if you've not got access to the internet on 0780 5353149 or 0141 353 1567. And the alternative way to contact us is also through email. So that can be done with email and info at tripletaptech.org. www.fraserandgraham.org.
Okay, Fraser and Graham, it's a really outstanding service, a great innovation that you guys have come up with, continued success. We'd love to stay in touch and just hear how it's all going. But for the moment, thanks a million for chatting to us on the show today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Many thanks to Fraser and Graham there. I thoroughly enjoyed that conversation. Great to catch up with the guys and see all the great things that they are doing for the people in Scotland, people of Scotland. And if you're in Scotland, why not visit TripleTapTech.org and see the range of services for yourselves and get in touch with Fraser and Graham, because they're two of the nicest guys I've had the pleasure of meeting. Well, that's just about it for this episode of the podcast, but we're back soon. Until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight & Sound Technology, take care and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.